31st of July 2020. Dear parents and carers, as you would now be aware, the Victorian Government has introduced a law requiring all Victorians over the age of 12 to wear face masks or appropriate face coverings when they leave their homes. At MEC, this will mean the following rules will apply from Monday, the 3rd of August. The mandated use of face coverings for Victorian residents is a public health measure and will be treated as such by our school community. We seek cooperation with all students and families as we introduce this new measure. We understand that some members of our community will find it more challenging than others, and we will support them to see the wider community safety benefits when everyone wears appropriate face coverings. Students. Students in Prep to 6 and the specialist setting will not be required to wear a face covering, but they can do so if they wish. Students who are aged 12 or over in Year 6 or the specialist setting will not be required to wear face coverings when at school. All students in Year 7 to 12 will need to wear a face covering, including when travelling to and from school, unless they are travelling alone in a vehicle or with members of their household. Students are required to wear a face covering in class and in the yard on breaks. Students in Years 7 to 12 and staff who are engaged in organised strenuous physical activity as part of their physical education program will be permitted to remove their masks for the duration of the activity. Students in Year 7 to 12 who choose not to wear face coverings will be required to work from home. Students who choose to misuse face coverings will be required to work from home. Parents. Parents and carers and other visitors to the school will be required to wear face coverings whenever they leave the house, including for school drop-off and pick-up. If they are travelling in a car alone or only with members of their household, they do not need to wear a mask. Staff. All school-based staff must wear face coverings at school and when travelling to and from school. Teachers and education support staff will not be required to wear face covering while teaching, but those who wish to do so can. Teachers should wear face coverings in other areas of the school when not teaching, for example in the staff room, on yard duty and when providing first aid or taking temperatures, and when travelling to and from school. Exemptions. Some students and staff are exempt from these requirements. This includes students or staff who have a medical condition, including problems with their breathing, a serious skin condition on the face, a disability or mental health condition. A medical certificate will be required before the principal will provide an exemption. Appropriate face coverings. A face covering is either a mask or a face shield. A face covering needs to be worn covering both your nose and mouth. A face mask is recommended and includes any paper or textile covering designed or made to be worn over the nose and mouth to protect the wearer. It does not have to be medical grade and you can make your own. There are instructions on how to make your own mask on the Department of Health and Human Services website. If a face mask is not available, other forms of face covering may be used, such as a scarf or bandana. A face shield means any film made from plastic or other transparent material designed to be worn like a visor, covering from the wearer's forehead to below the chin area and wrapping around the sides of the wearer's face to provide the wearer protection. All face coverings need to be appropriate for school. If you feel your child will have particular issues with wearing face coverings at school or in the wider community, please contact the appropriate assistant principal or year level coordinator to discuss how we can support your child. Please visit the website found here for more information. Yours sincerely, David.